Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct honor for me, on behalf of my country, Guyana, and our president, Mr. Donald Ramatar, to accept this special award in recognition of Guyana's success in combating hunger and making outstanding progress in guaranteeing food security for our citizens. We are pleased that the FAO has recognized Guyana as one of the nations to have met the anti-hunger targets. I wish to pay special tribute to the Secretary General, Mr. Jose Graziano da Silva, and his staff, and I thank them all for their support. Allow me to express congratulations to those countries that have also made significant progress and which, like Guyana, have been awarded today. As Guyana accepts this award, I wish to acknowledge that food security is not a single issue. It is an interdependent and interconnected set of issues involving agriculture, energy, the environment, government policy, trade, and for developing countries like Guyana, our overall growth and development. Director General, proud as we are as a nation to be so highly honored by this award, I believe that a special tribute must be paid to our women and women worldwide. Of course, the women who are among our farming communities will immediately come to mind. Praise for their production and marketing of farm produce is well known, greatly admired, and deserving of outstanding recognition. The women farmers of Guyana who produce vegetables, herbs, and spices, and root crops, whether on small plots, in kitchen gardens, or as workers on estates, are well known to be hardworking and very skilled. But I wish to give attention to an even greater task performed mostly by our women, our mothers and grandmothers, wives and sisters, aunts and various relatives, who provide the management of our households to ensure that healthy and nutritious diets are provided to thousands of families, rural and urban, in our country. Director General, as I accept this award today, I'm conscious that the job is not yet over. Until we have eradicated poverty, utopian as this may sound, where every citizen has access to enough healthy food, our job would not be completed. The government of Guyana will therefore continue to invest in agriculture, expand safety nets and social assistance programs, and enhance income-generating activities for the rural and urban poor to continuously improve the food situation of the country and ultimately the standard of living for all our people. At the international level, Guyana stands ready to support initiatives which would complement its strategy on the transformation of the country's agricultural sector. Once again, I thank you.